And on the line joining us right now is Colorado head coach Linda Lappe. Coach, if you would begin with a brief opening statement, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to try give her the phone so if you could repeat your question to her. Hello?
Coach?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. If you would begin with a brief opening statement, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Yeah, hold on just a second. I'm in the middle of practice, so hold on. Okay. Well, we're excited to go into another Pac-12 tournament. We always enjoy going to the city of Seattle, and I've always enjoyed our experience, and so we're excited about that. Obviously, we have our work cut out for us, but so good with how we've practiced this week and doing some really good things. So, you know, we're going to go out there and play hard, play together, and give it our best shot.
And now we'll take questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Michelle Smith, Pac-12.org.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Linda, what's the potential benefit of this weekend's experience for your team?
Well, we're young, you know, and so just getting our young players some, you know, the experience of the Pac-12 tournament and, you know, just being able to go out there and compete. I've seen really good focus by everybody over the past couple of days. And, you know, we're gonna you know, take every opportunity that we get and really enjoy the experience. But also know that, you know, we want to play to our potential, and I don't know that we've quite gotten there yet. And really, this is one more chance. And you know, I think the other thing that's great about the tournament is it starts postseason play, and you know, in postseason everybody is 0-0. Records don't matter. You know, we've had our ups and downs as the season's gone along. Sometimes we play, you know, like we're a 20-win team, and sometimes we play like our record indicates. And so we've just got to – we've talked a lot about this year just continuing to get better. And, you know, our freshmen have gotten some great experience. Our sophomores have gotten some great experience. And we're going to go out there and put our best foot forward and just take advantage of every opportunity that we have.
Great. Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Adam Jude, Seattle Times.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Doing well. Just curious, what are the challenges of, you know, facing a team, you know, twice in a 5-6 day stretch here, and then specifically, you know, with a score like Kelsey Plum, you know, how do you try to make adjustments against somebody that prolific?
Yeah, I think it's more for us. It's more team adjustments than anything else. You know, I thought we did okay defensively. We fouled entirely too much at their place. We didn't get in position well enough, and you know, overhelped sometimes, didn't help enough other times. And so we feel like the good thing about playing a team again in such a short time span is you feel like you know them very well. They know us very well at the same time, but it's nice to not have to completely get to know another team. And you know, we do an entire scout and those sorts of things. So you know, that is a definite positive. We've been in this situation already with playing Utah in the same week, so we have that experience. But yeah, I mean, Kelsey Plum is one of the best guards in the nation, and definitely in the conference for a reason. And everything starts with her, and she's doing a nice job of being a playmaker as well and getting everybody else involved. And you know, you can't forget about their other players who also really hurt us at their place. And you know, we've just got to be really solid defensively, and then, you know, obviously going against their defense was tough for us. We didn't feel like we played against their zone particularly well. You know, didn't attack it like we needed to attack it. And, you know, Washington's too good of a team not to score more than 47 points. It's going to be a hard game to try to win when you're not scoring more than that. So we've got to get back at it and continue to – obviously, there's part of it. You got to knock down open shots, but also feel like we got to move a little bit better against our zone or their man, either one.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Coach, it looks like that's all the questions we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.